The next iteration of the America's Cup unfolding at increasing pace. We got a look at the new AC75 last week and the naming ceremony held yesterday. They've settled on Taihoro. The team chief executive is, of course, Grant Dalton, who's back with us. Grant, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
I was listening. Was it Shoebridge, maybe? I can't remember this morning on the news. He's claiming in 10 knots of breeze, 40 knots of speed. I mean, how incredible is this field?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a interesting physics model, isn't it? I can't quite get my head around it. But, I mean, all the boats will be like that. There's a quantum step up in pace between Te Rerotai last time when we defended here in Auckland into these new boats. And, you know, you look at Te Rerotai and you go, what can you do to that to make it faster? But the wizardry of these engineers is such that it just goes faster and faster.
See, I was going to ask, because I don't know as much about this as you do, but it's a beautiful, apart from anything, forget the speed, it's a beautiful-looking craft. Has the beauty always eluded you, or does beauty come with technological advance?
Well, all fast boats are beautiful, doesn't matter what they look like, really. Well, I think we've just smoothed the lines of this boat out a bit. You know, we're understanding the rule that effectively we wrote. And if you look at the opposition, Luna Rossa, which is just launched, you know, completely chrome, looks amazing. It's smoothed out a lot as well. So if you take the aerodynamic factor of the hull, smoothness creates less, you know, imprint on the planet, basically, in terms of air.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get too... Everybody gets sort of fixated by the shapes of the hull, but the aerodynamics of the hull are only quite a small factor when you take the hydrodynamics of things in the water, which exactly. The viscous drag is so much higher.
Well, exactly, because the hull's increasingly in the water less and less. We had friends, by the way, in Barcelona last week, and they were down at the facilities. They were saying it looks good, it's got a good vibe, and it feels like it's getting set to go.
Yeah, I mean, there's no branding up as such. You know, those people that know Barcelona will know there's a big cable car that runs basically right down to the water, and these huge towers that was built 100 years ago, and they'll be completely branded Louis Vuitton, for example. So you'll see a much higher visibility of the event as we get closer to it. But certainly from working with the council on a daily basis and the General Etat, the Catalonian government, they're really, really focused on this and pushing it very, very hard. I mean, we keep trying to tell them that it is not the reincarnation of the 92 Olympics, which was they're still living on, basically, but they're certainly giving it a big push.
Fantastic. Well, go well. We'll talk more between now and then, of course, but friends speaking very, very positively about Barcelona, which is encouraging. Taihoro is the name of the boat, and hopefully she brings it home. Grant Dalton, America's Cup.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.